Well, the bird flu is back in the U.S. Yesterday, Iowa joined 7 other states fighting the deadly H2N2 strain of the virus. Government officials said 27,000 turkeys at a commercial operation in Iowa had to be killed. Other facilities within several miles were quarantined. Overall, nearly 2 million poultry have been killed because they were infected with what scientists believe is a combination of an Asian and North American strain of avian flu, one that traveled through the Pacific Coast Flyway. Dr. Patricia Wake is Associate Professor of Avian Diagnostics at Purdue University College of Veterinary Medicine. That's Purdue, the school, not the company. She tells us people confuse them when they hear her title of poultry vet. But doctor, this virus, incredibly contagious. It can wipe out a flock in 48 hours. But how do the birds on the ground get it?
Well, it is coming in through wild birds who often do not show clinical signs of the disease. Predominantly what we call dabbling ducks. The dabbling ducks are ones that eat from the surface versus the diving ducks that go down to the bottom of a lake. And the way it's been approached in the flyways, so coming in through originally in the Pacific and now involving both the Central and the Mississippi flyways, is a bit unusual. At first, we were looking at it as coming from north to south. And in the spring, you would be expecting birds to be going from south to north. And what we feel is probably the case is that the droppings may have been those that were left behind during the fall migration time, and then in the wintry states like Minnesota were covered by snow, and then now as there's a thaw, those have been appearing and more likely to be affecting birds.
And Wisconsin had a terrible outbreak. A commercial poultry farm with 200,000 chickens had an outbreak. All had to be killed. This sounds very serious. How serious is it to you?
Extremely serious. There are about 100 poultry veterinarians in the U.S. When we take our job very, very seriously, we all love poultry. And it's a concern because a number of different things. One is, in terms of human and animals, the emotional toll that it takes to have to depopulate on the farmer who is very close to his chickens or ducks or turkeys, on the people who are actually having to do the depopulation. And obviously, we try to do this as quickly and as humanely as possible because these birds are sick or dying. You do not want to leave them any length of time before, you know, depopulation. You want to have happen quickly.
You're using the technical term depopulation, but they're killed.
They're killed, yes. Yeah. And when you talk about backyard flocks, you're looking at 4-H. You're looking at children that may be involved, people who have become very attached to their chickens. I was in California with our last outbreak, and that one jumped from farm to farm, and we actually had to euthanize people's pet, like parrots, and it was just horrible.
Do you see this going there?
I hope not. Right now, it looks like a wild bird, so it's like it jumps from here to there. And there have been a number of backyard flocks, mainly because many of our backyard flocks are outside, often near sources of water, where they can interact with other wild birds. And whereas commercial poultry is, we have a very, very high biosecurity standard because it's food. And we keep those birds as protected as we possibly can.
And so you mentioned concern for the animal, concern for the farmer. But what about concern for the consumer?
For the consumer, the biggest concern is going to be probably economic, as long as they're not the ones owning birds that would be potentially at risk. When we look at a situation like this, and I'll give you an example, Indiana is number one in duck production, and most of their product goes overseas, the meat goes overseas, because not as many Americans eat duck. And so if there was an outbreak in the state of Indiana, even if it was in a backyard flock, our major markets might stop allowing any kind of poultry product to come into their country. And so trade restrictions then means that what do you do with all of the eggs or all of the meat or all of the baby birds that you might be shipping for breeding purposes, et cetera? What do you do with them? And there's not enough storage area for all of this, particularly when you talk about eggs.
And this has happened, the restrictions on birds coming and bird product coming from the U.S.
That is correct. And right now, what we're trying to do, and USDA is constantly negotiating with the other countries to keep the restrictions only to the states that are affected. But when you get in large states that have a lot of poultry, Iowa being number one in egg production, it's scary.
Well, a couple questions. If there's a glut of poultry product for those who eat poultry, won't that mean that it'll be cheaper?
It would be initially perhaps cheaper because they'd have to sell, but then they have to reduce the number of birds that they have, either through depopulation if they have the disease or to protect against having a glut and not being able to sell the product,
right.
Which means the downturn is going to be coming later.
Right. But we want to be clear. People have not caught this virus. Can people catch this virus?
There have been no cases of people in the U.S. or in North America catching this particular virus. And so it's not, as we've seen in Asia, a concern to the human health population.
But can it be stopped?
The only way that we can stop this is by depopulating those that have the disease, completely cleaning out, doing surveillance to make sure that it hasn't entered unexpectedly somewhere, and educating, making sure that our backyard poultry owners and other places like zoos and wildlife sanctuaries, etc., are watching for dead birds, getting them to your state laboratory right away so that we can get a quick diagnosis.
We're watching for sick birds.
Yes.
Yeah. And calling someone like Dr. Patricia Wagnell, Associate Professor of Avian Diagnostics at Purdue University College of Veterinary Medicine, a vet for poultry. Dr. Wagnell, thank you so much.
You're welcome.